The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelboro.com. We have with us today, all the way from Siler City, North Carolina, Mr. Tony Williamson, whose Williamson Brothers Band will be doing an album release party this Thursday, April 18th, at the Art Center. Welcome to the Art Spot, Tony.
Hi, Art. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on the show, and really looking forward to hearing the Williamson Brothers Bluegrass Band with Don and Marty Lewis and other great guests Thursday night at the Art Center. Tony and his brother Gary have been playing music in these parts since the 1960s. When they were youngsters, they took a lot of prizes at the Fiddlers and Bluegrass conventions about. And as adults, they followed their own careers while still performing together, especially doing the brother duet music, which they do brilliantly. But for this project, y'all decided to do a full-blown bluegrass album.
Well, you know, it's so much fun to play with the full band, especially when they're great musicians. And a lot of the traditional brother duets have surrounded themselves with bluegrass bands. And at this point, at this juncture, it just seemed like the thing to do. And it's so much fun because there's so much energy on the stage.
Yeah. Yeah, well, tell us about these folks you have on the album, Tony. Start with your brother, Gary.
Well, my brother, Gary, is a wonderful singer and a fine musician. He's been playing music, we both have since we were kids. I've stayed in music pretty much my entire career, while he followed a path to academia and PhD and all that good stuff. But we're just tickled to have him back with the music because he adds so much with his lilting tenor.
He sure does. There's no blend like a brother blend, and you two surely have it. And it's been great as you continue to get Gary out performing and recording all these many years while he's pursued his academic career, and you've performed with groups like the Bluegrass Alliance and with Jack Lawrence, and then gotten into the classical mandolin world and established yourself very well there, and the jazz mandolin world, where you're recognized as a peer of David Grisman while still playing the bluegrass and brother duet stuff brilliantly, and creating a company that serves the needs of high-end instrument users, great musicians, I believe is the common term for high-end instrument users, called Mandolin Central. I'd like to finish up this segment of the Art Spot by playing one of those old classics, The Wreck of the Old 97. Can never think of that song, which of course is cited in Danville, Virginia, without the episode of the Beverly Hillbillies where Granny or Jed wanted Lester and Earl to do a cheerful one, so they did The Wreck of the Old 97.
Yeah.
So set that up for us, Tony, and we'll give it a spin.
Well, you know, on this album, one thing that we have done, do the research on some of these old songs. There's quite a few legends surrounding these old tales, not just The Wreck of the Old 97, but John Hardy and Lonesome Road Blues. And we did a lot of research trying to find out what the actual facts were. So this version of Old 97 is going to be a little different than what you're used to hearing, because especially my brother, who's a scientist and a researcher, we did a lot of work to separate the legend from the facts. So this is the way the story really went.
Excellent. The Wreck of the Old 97 by the Williamson Brothers.
Of last September, the clouds were hanging low. Old 97 left Washington Station like an arrow from a bow.
gave him his orders at Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind. This is not 38, but it's 097. You must put her in the Spencer on time. So the engineer turned to the black breezy fireman, said, shovel in a little more coal, and went across that white mountain, you can watch 097 roll. It's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville, and it lines on a 3 mile grade. It was on that mountain that he lost his air brake. You see what a jump he made. They were going down the mountain making 90 miles an hour. The whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle, scalded to death by the steam.
To the Art Spot. With us today we have Tony Williamson of the Williamson Brothers. The Williamson Brothers Bluegrass Band will be doing an album release party for the CD Bluegrass at the Art Center this Thursday night, April 18th at 8 p.m. For tickets or more information, you can call 919-929-2787 or go to www.artcenterlive.org. Either way will get you there, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the Art Center on April 18th. We were talking about your brother Gary before we listened to a wreck of the old 97. You got some other co-conspirators on this full bluegrass band project, including two who will be with us Thursday night, Don and Marty Lewis from up in the Asheville area.
Well, yeah, you know, this band is not just a brother band, it's a double brother band. Don and Marty are the sons of Ralph Lewis, a legendary figure in bluegrass music. He held the guitar post with Bill Monroe in the late 70s and helped compose a couple of key Bill Monroe songs like Road to Columbus. The boys have their dad's love of music, and wow, they can sure play, and they write great songs, and they are so much fun to be with. It's a real pleasure to have these guys on stage.
It's got to be, and some listeners probably know their band Sons of Ralph, which had a long, long residency at Jack of the Woods in downtown Asheville, and still one of my favorite bands for combining the experience of the dad, Ralph, with the amazing licks and musical magicianship of the youngsters, Don and Marty.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Sons of Ralph still hold court at Jack of the Woods, as well as many other venues in the Asheville area. This is a chance, this project is a chance for Don and Marty to return to the roots and play the old-style bluegrass, although we do have some new compositions that all fits really nicely into the old way.
Yeah, we'll be listening to one of those new compositions here in just a minute. Also on the album, you have a couple of great banjo players, the amazing Craig Smith, with whom you played in the band AS, H, and W. You were probably the W, and Craig was probably the S, as I recall it, from Winston-Salem. Don Wright from up in Eden, who went to dental school here in Chapel Hill, and we used to enjoy those old Armadillo Grill bluegrass sessions on weeknight. 20 years ago as well.
Wow, has it been that long?
Yeah, it sure has. I walk by that place every day.
I know, I think of it too. Yeah, some fine banjo players there. Craig Smith, 5-time Grammy winner, amazing player. Don Wright, probably one of the most underrated musicians I know. Even though he does hold it down a day job, he takes a backseat to no one on the banjo. And can't forget our bass player, Robert Spry. There is no more solid bass player that I've ever played with than Bert Spry. He is just a real fine man who holds down the bass and keeps the timing up there where you want it.
We want to return for one more selection from the Williamson Brothers' brand new album, Bluegrass, which we'll be celebrating on the April 18th concert. This is the lead-off track, which Don Lewis and Tony Williamson composed, crossing the brothers by blood into the brothers of musical knowledge. It's called First Step of the Journey. Tell us a little about this.
You know, Art, we were in the studio, and I decided that we should do something to warm up on. And instead of doing the songs that we had planned to, I thought it'd be nice to just kind of dust off the road a little bit. And I just started kind of jamming on a chord there in A. And Don came in with the fiddle. And the next thing you know, we had this song. And we did it in one take. And we got done and we listened to it. And I said, that's pretty good. I think we should probably keep that. And everybody agreed. And it turned out to be the lead-off cut of the album.
All right. First Step of the Journey by the Williamson Brothers Bluegrass Band.
Thank you.
We are back on the Art Spot with Tony Williamson of the Williamson Brothers Band. Before the break, we heard their original composition, First Step of the Journey, from the new CD, Bluegrass. We will be celebrating the release of Bluegrass with the Williamson Brothers Bluegrass Band at the Art Center Thursday, April 18th, 919-929-2787 or artcenterlive.org. Tell us some more about the album. How about Rad Andy and the artwork?
You know, Rad Andy did the art on this album. That's my son. His real name is Andrew Hardy Williamson. His stage name is Rad Andy, and he has a fine band up in the Asheville area. Of course, they rock out now. They really get down or get up or whatever it is the rockers do. But he helped me with the artwork, and he shows a real sensibility for the history of bluegrass. There are several little hidden things in this in the art that the old bluegrass fans will recognize and the new fans will want to know about.
Yeah, the inside pictures of you and Gary separately remind me of the set on the old Don Reno TV shows off Channel 2 in Roanoke when they'd go to a gospel number. Mm-hmm. It'll look very much like that background he has behind y'all in the interior art in the CD booklet.
Yeah, and you know, you can find out more about this CD at mandolincentral.com. There's a lot of stories to a lot of these songs. There's also photos of the musicians and the live video from the recording session. Mandolincentral.com.
Mandolincentral.com is also a great place to go and drool over beautiful instruments without getting them temptingly in your hand where you're apt not to turn loose of them and end up helping keep Tony in business there.
Yeah, you can look at photos of some fine instruments, but it's even better to actually put a pick on them.
Yes, indeed. And you can arrange that at mandolincentral.com as well. But start off by coming to the Art Center April 18th, 8 o'clock show, the Williamson Brothers Bluegrass Band CD release party for Bluegrass. And you gave us a little hint that there'd be special guests showing up.
That's right, and I'm not going to tell you because I want to maintain some surprises, but there will be a lot of unexpected things going on. There'll be a lot of energy. There'll be some songs that will make you make a tear come to your eye, and there'll be some songs that are going to make you want to get up and dance.
It's a great celebration of some of the finest musicians ever to come through and matriculate at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, some of their top-notch friends. It will be a true celebration of North Carolina bluegrass, April 18th, at the Art Center with some of the best our state has to offer. Thanks for being on the show today, Tony, and we'll see you, as well as all the listeners, Thursday night, April 18th, at the Art Center.
Hey, Art, on behalf of the entire Williamson Brothers Bluegrass Band, we really appreciate what you're doing here at WCHL, and thanks so much for having us.
Thanks, Tony.
Need your local culture fix? The lifestyle section of chapelboro.com is the only place to go for food and dining, restaurant views, health tips, fashion, and local culture commentary. Want to know what the best shows and venues to attend? Lifestyle has show listings for Deepak, Cat's Cradle, and the Art Center, and many more. And be sure to check back after the show for reviews and commentary. There's even information on local neighborhoods and schools. Keep yourself in style with Chapelboro's Lifestyle.